Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Wednesday in the third week of Lent, March 27th, 2019. Our text for today is Mark 10, verses 1 to 12. And he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and crowds gathered to him again. And again, as was his custom, he taught them. And Pharisees came up, and in order to test him, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?" He answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce and to send her away." And Jesus said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, he wrote you this commandment. But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let not man separate." And in the house, the disciples asked him again about this matter. And he said to them, "Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery." And that was Mark 10, verses 1 to 12. The Gospel of Mark is a blunt instrument. Mark doesn't tiptoe around any issues. We see this especially in his account of Jesus' words on divorce. This is a touchy subject in our church today because it has become a common practice in society. However, just because something is common in society does not mean that it should be licensed and approved by the church. Jesus never says that it is all right to get divorced in this text. In Matthew, he says that if there is the matter of marital unfaithfulness, then one can leave. Mark just leaves it with man's hardness of heart and what God's word says about marriage. When we look at divorce, if we say it isn't sinful, then we remove the opportunity for forgiveness. Divorce is a death. It isn't just the death of the marriage, but the death of the one flesh union. There are countless effects that divorce has on the couple, on children if they have been given, and on a plethora of other people. When we say that divorce is all right, then we remove Jesus from the equations as the absolver of all sins. Is divorce sinful? Yes, just like coveting, gossiping, and anger are. It is something that we should not do, but we do. Let us not justify it or make it normal, but instead confess it for what it is and receive forgiveness for it. Even in the midst of abuse and neglect, the devil will not stop guilting us in the midst and after effects of a divorce. The only thing that silences the devil's accusations is the voice of Jesus in the forgiveness of our sins. May the Holy Spirit be granted to us, that we may call a thing what it is, and in turn receive Jesus for who he is, our rock and our redeemer, who covers all of our sins in his righteousness. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.